Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else. Inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening on this Wednesday, December 10th of 2025. That's right, we're back live on the program. Thank you for tuning in today on this Wednesday. Hey, what a beautiful day it's been, at least in this part of the world. Hopefully in your part of the world, it's been nice as well. And we have so much to get into on the show today. A lot to catch up on, a lot to delve into, break down, and really talk about just the wonderful campaign that is the Jasmine Crockett campaign for U.S. Senate. This is going to be so much fun to watch, and I will lay out for you how you have to watch this campaign unfold. The lens that you really have to look at this when it comes to Jasmine Crockett, and so we'll be laying that out throughout the show today. We've got some of the latest on the Jasmine Crockett circus routine that is going on right now. We'll get into that. We've got Scott Braddock, who will join us coming up at 6:05, because there's a lot of statewide news. We've got candidate filings that happened on Monday that have gone official. We'll talk about that. Dan Patrick held a press conference yesterday. We'll visit with Scott Braddock about that, but also Vince Ginn will join us coming up at 5:35 to talk about property tax reform, as the lieutenant governor outlining a different approach than Governor Abbott, as two of the big electeds in the state not seeing eye to eye on a few issues nowadays, including how to get real property tax reform done. And the lieutenant governor, is he really trying to get real meaningful property tax reform, or is he just trying for a Band-Aid to make you shut up and move on to a different subject? So we'll get into that with Vance Ginn coming up at 5:35 this evening. We've got Trump and his affordability tour that he's on that is kind of going, a little bit both ways. It's a little bit good, a little bit bad. And you have to really kind of parse what Trump says and understand where he's going on some of this to really know understand what he is saying. So we've got all of that to get to. We've got this is great. You've got the World Cup is coming to the United States, and Seattle is actually going to be hosting a match. And the two countries that are in, at least playing in Seattle, very upset. We'll tell you why a little bit later on in the program. So we've got all of that going on and so much more. We are continuing our toy drive, the first ever Chad Hasty Show Christmas toy drive, benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. We've gotten a great amount of toys already donated here on the here on the program, and we appreciate those who have already brought up your toys, already donated on the Amazon wish list. We appreciate it. We continue to take your new and unwrapped toys going into tomorrow and the rest of the week. You can drop off those new and unwrapped toys for girls and boys of all ages. You can drop them off here at our radio studios between 1 and 5 p.m. tomorrow at 4413 82nd Street. That's 4413 82nd Street on the third floor of the building. Bring those toys up, and I'll be sitting behind the front desk and taking those toys from you. And, of course, if you're not able to make it up here, we understand. We have had listeners from all over the state who have donated to the toy drive, and we thank you so much for those who have donated and have done that through the Amazon wish list. Even if you're in Lubbock, you can donate on the Amazon wish list. You just go to your Amazon account. You know, go to Amazon, and then in the gift registry section, just search my name. Search for Chad Hasty. You'll see the Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive pop up. You click on that, and you can purchase as many toys as you want, and they will all be sent automatically by default. The shipping address goes to right here at the radio station, and they'll be sent each day. We've gotten toys from Amazon that have come in. So thank you to those who have already donated and made this a great Christmas for some kids out there. We believe that every kid deserves a great Christmas, deserves to open up some presents on Christmas morning. And we want to make that happen. We want to get these kids some great toys and, go above and beyond and make sure they have a great Christmas. Because these are kids coming from just awful situations. They've been removed from their homes, not because they're bad kids, but because there's drugs and abuse and just horrible, horrible things going on in some of these homes where these kids have been taken out of. And some of them will show up on Christmas morning. I mean, that's the same. Imagine waking up Christmas morning and you're taken out of your home and you're taken by the police or CPS and you're dropped off at a place that you don't know. And that's going to happen to some kids out there. And, I mean, it's sad to say, but we know that's going to happen. And so, there are going to be kids who get there on Christmas Eve. So we want to make sure that just all the kids who are there, all the kids who are part of the foster care system as well with the Girls and Boys Ranch that just kind of going through there that each of these kids has a wonderful Christmas. So, again, you can donate here in person, here at the radio studios. You can also donate online via the Amazon wish list. Just go on Amazon.com and you can donate that way. So we'll be reminding you of that throughout the show today and the rest of the week, and we do that as well all next week. Next week's the final push as we get together. You know, we're 15 days away from Christmas. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, you know there's a lot of ways to get in touch with us. One of those ways is by texting in at 806-680-2790. You can also tap the app, send us a message that way. You can also find us on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. And yes, you can give us a call at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, he's a guy who saves his dog from other dogs. It's Nick. Nick, how are you today?
I'm a little tired, a little exhausted from a lot of running today.
Yeah.
I did a lot of running, a little lifting. My dog is over 80, about 85 pounds.
Right.
So I had to lift him up over a 6-foot fence.
Now he jumped over the 6-foot fence.
He jumped over. But
he wouldn't jump back over.
Correct. Ah. Now picture this. I'm at work. Having a just a good old time.
Yeah.
As I always do.
Yeah.
At work. I get a call. My lovely wife. In tears. One of our dogs, the troublemaker, I like to call him. He has jumped over our, 6.5-foot wooden fence.
Yeah.
Into our neighbor's yard. Which, by the way, our neighbors have some very friendly loud, aggressive pit bulls. There's about three of them. And our dog wanted to say hi in person, face to face. So he jumps over our fence into the pit bull yard. It's just my wife home, doesn't know what to do, freaking out, understandably.
Yeah.
So anyway, I run home. I broke the law. I'm admitting it now. I did maneuver over the neighbor's fence into the corner of his.
How long did it take you to jump the fence?
Okay, now get this. Now, I was in the alley.
Yeah.
Okay? And by the way, I left a note explaining everything. I'm going to talk
that's
to him
nice.
Later. We're all good.
That's
I want to preface with that before I say this. Because nothing was damaged. That's the thing. We didn't ruin anything. I left a note. I'm going to talk to him. Anyway, so I had to get in from the alleyway.
Uh-huh.
His lovely little boys, his pit bulls, going crazy. My dog, which jumped into a little enclosed area, so he's fine. I have to jump the chain link fence, which by the way is not your generic chain link fence. This one is also about 6 feet tall because it's connecting the alleyway.
Yeah.
So we had to get a step stool. Here I am in the alleyway, breaking and entering. We're not breaking and entering.
No, you're breaking and entering.
I'm entering.
Yeah, you're breaking.
I am clearly trespassing into my neighbor's yard to collect my dog, who has done the same. I get in. Law broken successfully.
Yes.
I jump right over, scoop up my dog, 80 pounds, got to lift him up over the 6 foot fence. In fact, what I did, I felt like I was at a circus. I had the stepping stool that my wife.
So she was
helping
friends. You.
She
was helping.
What is that called when you help a criminal?
Yeah.
Abetting? Aiding?
Yeah, aiding and abetting, yes.
So anyway.
In tears, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Many tears. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Didn't care about you.
No, not at all.
Like, you're fine.
I was the tool to get it.
Tell me this. Yeah. How much did you hate that dog at that time?
It was very frustrating.
Yeah. How much did you just want to curse out that dog? You now, just wanted to drop some bombs on that dog.
As with your children, you never hate your children, okay? Do you get fed up with them?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah?
You get a little frustrated with them.
Yeah.
That I did today with our little troublemaker.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was all good. I got him, scooped him up, dangerously walked up the step stool, deposited him over into the alleyway where my wife was waiting with the leash, got him back in the house. Everything was good. Left a note for the owner, our neighbor. Nice guy. Great guy. So I'm going to try to catch him tonight as well, face to face, explain it all, say, hey, everything's all good. Our dog wanted to visit yours. He did. But hey, everything's all good. No
that's
property
good.
Damage.
That's,
everything's
that's
great.
Good.
Yeah.
And
so
you hate that dog.
Well, he's definitely not on the nice list this year.
Yeah.
That's
well, at least
that's
you saved him.
I
that's
saved
good.
Him. I
at
saved
least
him myself.
You saved your big boy.
That's true.
That's
also,
right.
I am now investing in I believe they are fence extensions at the top of the fence, barbed wire.
Yeah.
Which I'm is not a joke. I'm not going to put in the barbed wire. I'm just going to put in regular wire, but I'm getting the barbed wire attachments. And I'm
just put netting up there. So when the dog jumps, the net
will
safety
net.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
I don't know. I got to do something. But anyway, so that took up my lunch.
Well, that sounds exciting.
It was.
That sounds exciting.
Boy, it was.
When we come back, we're going to get into some of the news of the day, your phone calls, your text messages as well. And, of course, we'll get ready to hear from Vince Ginn coming up at 5:35. Oh, yeah, we'll also give you your running topic for the day when we come back.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Fixed-Up? You're never gonna get my love.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions could lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
As you get ready in the morning and as you drive home from work, stay informed with the latest news from lawmakers across Texas and the rest of the country with Fox News every day right here on News Talk KFYO.
Chad AC Show, thank you very much for tuning in today. We had Kendra, who texted in, saying that she ordered hers from the Amazon wish list to the Toy Tribe today. And Kendra, we saw that. It kind of alerted us and had that you had ordered it. So thank you very much. And I'm sure it'll be on its way. And we can, because a lot of people have put the, kind of a card with some of the toys. And so, we'll kind of put that out there. If you put your first and last name, we may or may not. We may just do those who have kind of put their first names on it. Kind of just depends. It's up to you. You can let us know if you want it, if you want those cards to go with them and with the toys. Some people may want them to, some don't. It's up to you. So you can kind of let us know if you want us to do that. We can include it. Let's see here. You can text in 806-680-2790. Let's see. Texter asking any special times for drop-off. 1 to 5 p.m. 1 to 5 p.m. is the main time. You can drop them off whenever. That's just when I know I'll be here is at the front desk is at that time. But you know, we've had toys dropped off earlier, and people will some of the other fine people here at Town Square will put them in a safe place. So we just don't want you to come up like on a Saturday and have the toys hang out all weekend. You know, don't do that. Let's see your running topic for today. Inspired by something that I had seen on social media, the most overrated Christmas movies. Most overrated Christmas movie. A lot of people like Christmas movies. I don't know if Nick does or not, but there are a lot of people who love Christmas movies this time of year. So especially some of the throwbacks that are out there. I saw one controversial take. That Christmas Vacation. Nick, do you know Christmas Vacation? I saw a take on social media. Overrated. That Christmas Vacation, a little bit. Other than a few lines, Christmas Vacation overall, overrated. And I did not agree with it, but I saw that there were a few people, quite a few people who thought it was overrated. The movie Elf, there are some who say overrated. That is just plain annoying. But you look at any top list out there, and Elf is on that list. Elf is on the top list of Christmas movies, but some people say, no, that's just overrated. So we want to know, what do you think the most overrated Christmas movies are? You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the topics that we're going to be getting into throughout the program today. How about this? U.S. seizes oil tanker off Venezuela. There's video of it as well. The stunning, as the U.S. Sun puts it, the stunning moment. U.S. troops rappel from helicopters and storm an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela with high-powered rifles. What else were they going to use? Commandos swept through the ship as they executed Trump's boldest display yet in a standoff with Nicolas Maduro. Footage released on X by Attorney General Pam Bondi shows a military helicopter hovering over the tanker with another buzzing nearby. Ropes tossed down from the helicopter. Geared up troops immediately are on the deck of the ship. They disperse in formation. Guns pulled up, darting across staircases and sweeping through the cabins. Bondi said the troops are carrying out a seizure warrant for the oil tanker, which was used to transport sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran. Announcing the successful operation earlier Wednesday, Trump said, "We've just seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large, largest one ever seized." He fired an ominous warning at Maduro under the cost of more than ever before. "Other things are happening," Trump said, but he did not elaborate. There you go. When we come back, the lieutenant governor has a new plan for property taxes. But is it a good plan? See what Vance Ginn has to say when we come back on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
We live in a busy world, and let's face it, it can be exhausting. Work, school, activities, social engagements, they all tire us out. And if you get behind the wheel when you're too tired, the consequences could be deadly. Driving drowsy mimics alcohol-impaired driving in many ways. It slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment and vision. So if you're too tired to drive, pull over safely. The life you save could be your own. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
ESN headlines. Governor Abbott announces that Texas will opt into the federal school choice tax credit program, known officially as the Educational Choice for Children Act, a dollar-for-dollar federal tax credit for up to $1,700 a year for individual contributions to a qualified scholarship-granting organization. Students from families at or below 300% of local median income are eligible. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton continues his legal attack on two doctors he claims forced gender transition drugs on kids. In 2024, he sued Dr. Mays Lau and Dr. M. Brent Cooper for legally prescribing gender transition drugs to children. Now he's amended the lawsuits with new evidence he claims showed they falsified medical records. Arlington residents are torn over the city's decision not to reinstate an ordinance that protects LGBTQ people in that city. This comes after many months of debate and fear of losing federal funding. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free and you'll be helping kids in our communities. Carsforkids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. Carsforkids.org picks up vehicles in any condition and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate.
Hello, Robert Sumpling's weather forecast says temperatures now are falling into the mid-50s this evening and a morning low in the middle 30s by Thursday morning. On Thursday, temperatures reach into the lower 70s, a wind west and breezy. And then on Friday, temperatures in the middle to upper 60s under a mostly sunny sky. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, along with your official weather station news talk, KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
Money with your money now. The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark funds rate by a quarter point today, bringing the range down to 3.5% to 3.75%. There were three dissents, two for no cut and one for a 50 basis point cut. The Fed will also begin to buy $40 billion in Treasury bills every month starting December the 12th. And the Fed's outlook for the future suggests one more rate cut in 2026 and one more in 2027. Wall Street with a good afternoon session, finishing higher across the board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 498 points at 48,058. The NASDAQ picked up 77. S&P 500 up by 46. Coca-Cola's chief operating officer will be the next CEO of the company. Enrique Braun will take over for James Quincy on March 31st of next year. Quincy has been the top man at Coke since 2017. Braun has been with Coke in various roles since 1996. That's your money now.
You deserve a chair that works as hard as you do. X-Chair. X-Chair ergonomic seating is built to move with you. DVL technology adapts to support your lumbar. SciFloat Infinite Recline lets you lean back and relax. X-Chair gives you all-day comfort and productivity. Save up to 50% during the X-Chair holiday sale. But hurry, inventory is limited. Visit xchair.com and save up to 50% today. That's xchair.com.
Too much on your list this season? Get 50% off your first 6 months of payroll at gusto.com/radio. Gusto saves you 2 days every month on payroll, taxes, and compliance. So you can go from making payroll to making gingerbread houses, checking your books to decking the halls, spreadsheets to snow angels. Switch before the end of the year and there's no need to transfer payroll history. Now that's a reason to be merry. Choose a future with Gusto and get more time for what matters. For a limited time, get 50% off your first 6 months at gusto.com/radio.
The Chad Easty Show Christmas Toy Drive, benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, because every child deserves a wonderful Christmas. We are taking your donated toys Monday through Friday, December 8th through December 19th at our radio studios, 4413 82nd Street. Remember, they have to be new, they have to be unwrapped, and we're taking those donations from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. here at our radio studios, 4413 82nd Street.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. Yesterday, the Lieutenant Governor announcing at least his plan when it comes to property tax reform. This is a different plan than what we have seen from the governor. The governor came out with a plan earlier, a few weeks ago. The lieutenant governor coming out and saying, no, I've got a better plan. I've got a better plan, and here's what I want it to be. And joining us to talk about the plan, and will that really be a good long-term fix? That's what we really need to see. That's what people want, is a good long-term fix. From Economic Consulting, Let People Prosper. That's his podcast as well. Vance Ginn joins us once again here on the Chad Hasty Show. Welcome back, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Chad, I'm doing well. And how about them Texas Tech Red Raiders?
It's isn't it nice? Isn't it good?
It is.
It's a good day. Okay, so the Lieutenant Governor, yes, he had this big press conference yesterday. where he announced, new ideas as far as property tax reform. It would, include bringing down the age from 65 to 55. On a few things, and then again raising, going into some of the things that the Senate has been known to go after when it comes to property tax reform. Kind of take us through it a little bit, and just kind of, because I've seen a lot of conservatives look at this and go, I don't know, we've tried this before.
Well, we have. And so the framework of what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, outlined yesterday was the double nickel plan.
Yes.
Where Operation Double Nickel, I think is what he's calling it, to where you're bringing the homestead exemption, the freeze that's currently on 65 and older, down to 55 and older. And so that would provide some, relief at least over time. So we'll see how that goes. And there's even talk, maybe he's even talking about an exemption. Not quite sure. We'll see what the details are. But then also raising the homestead exemption even more after they just raised it. This is the first year that it's going to be in place. We don't even know what the effects are going to be yet or if we're going to see any relief. And he's already talking about raising it again, which kind of indicates that maybe it didn't work. But look, Chad, you brought up a good point. We've been raising the homestead exemption. I think you got to go back to 1997 when it was $15,000. And then they just keep raising it. Now it's at $140,000 for kind of everyone who has a homestead. And then if you're over, if you're a senior, then you over 65, then you get an exemption of $200,000. And so that is really what they're saying is they want to keep raising those, even though we don't even know what the effects are. And to me, it really indicates that they're missing the real problem here, though, Chad, with his plan. Governor Abbott does have this in his plan so far, but it's spending restraint. If we don't get spending under control by these local governments, it's not going to matter what they do. We're going to continue to have to pay higher and higher property taxes.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem that you keep seeing is that no matter what the Senate does and the House and everyone else, it's just none of this has worked. Everyone is still paying higher property taxes. I haven't heard from any listener out there who is just like, Chad, it finally happened. I'm very happy. Everything's going down in price, and I'm very happy with the work that they've done down in Austin. You don't hear that. Now, part of the problem is, yes, the locals and the fact that you have a lot of these bonds that are passed and everything else. And I know they're wanting to tackle that. At least the governor is in his plan. But it just doesn't seem like what was announced yesterday would have a long term benefit like I think most people want to see.
Well, I think that's right. And, the argument in Texas for a while now has been, how do we eliminate property taxes? And it seems like Lieutenant Governor Patrick is just basically waving that off. See, and that can't happen.
Right.
And so he wants to put in these sort of reform proposals. And that can be good. But if you really want stronger reform proposals, I think you should lead with spending limits, less spending at the state and local level. Also, the no new revenue rate should be the rate that local governments have to go. If they want one more dollar in taxes, they should have to go out to the local voters instead of raising it 3.5% or whatever the rate is, because that's just compounding the cost, the burden on taxpayers over time. And so from those perspectives, I don't think this is going to do much. And most Texans will see that this is just repeating what we've done in the past that hasn't worked. And we're trying to double down on that again. I wish we'd be heading in a different direction, because the other thing here too, Chad, is it's picking winners and losers. You're picking the winners as those with a homestead, which makes sense. I have a homestead. You probably have a homestead. That's great. That'll help us. But there's a lot of people who are employers, that are renters, that have other property that won't get any relief from these sort of homestead exemptions, and they shift all that increase in government spending burden onto them. And the other thing, too, here, Chad, is that if you bring the exemption levels down from 65 to 55, what does that do? That shifts all the burden to those who are under 55 at a time when we have a housing affordability crisis where young people can't even buy a home. So that's going to hurt them even more.
Yeah. You had mentioned that the lieutenant governor seems to be waving the white flag on just abolishing property taxes. I keep seeing the same line from those who say you can't get it done. And I know you and I have talked about it before, and it does seem like it would be a heavy lift, but
yeah,
because there's two aspects of this. in order to get rid of the property taxes, the common pushback is, well, we'd have to raise the sales tax by, near 20% or, whatever it may be. You've come out and said, yeah, but we need to reduce spending. That's a big yeah, but. The legislature overall, they just don't seem able to do that. They don't seem willing and able to do that. And when we keep passing things as constitutional amendments, that spends a lot of money. It's getting less and less likely that we're going to actually reduce spending anytime soon.
Yep, that's exactly right, because those things in those constitutional amendments, which are adding up to, close to $50 billion, over time, it's a massive amount of money. And what that does is it puts those on autopilot on increasing spending, which means higher taxes on all of us. At the same time, it's outside the state spending limit, so they can grow government more. Just over the last two budget cycles, we've seen a 42% increase in state fund spending. So don't even include federal funds, just state funds. And it's up 42% when inflation plus population is up only 20%. In other words, I would argue that the state is spending twice as much as we can afford. And that's why we're having these other problems. And they could have used that spending to cut property taxes, but instead they spend it on all these other things. And they just can't get their own fiscal house in order. And your other point about the sales tax going to 20%, well, if you broaden the base and you just eliminate the school property tax, I found that you could get it just at 9%. There's a lot of things that we exempt in the sales tax code, but at the end of the day, we've got to reduce spending and use the surpluses to buy down the property tax rates until they get to zero for the schools, and then locals should do that themselves. And we could get to a place where we have very low, if any, property taxes across the state of Texas.
When you look at the Senate and the current makeup of the Senate and those who are the deciders of all of this Texas Senate, whether it's Betancourt, Patrick, whoever, do you have any real feeling that that's going to happen, that we're actually going to see real meaningful property tax relief?
I want to say no, just given the makeup of the Senate. However, I will say that Governor Greg Abbott has came out pretty strong for property tax in his proposal. I don't like everything in there. I wish it wasn't just for homeowners, but at least there's spending restraint. So maybe there's a way, kind of like the Governor Abbott was able to use the bully pulpit and money during campaigns to get the House to vote for school choice. Maybe we can actually get some good property tax relief by doing that within the Senate. I don't know that that will happen just because the politics of it all. But I really feel like we need to head in a different direction. Chad, we've talked about this many times, but we've just been continuing to repeat the same things over and over again and expecting a different result. This is the definition of insanity. And I think we need to stop that instead of trying to go down this idea that we could just keep raising the homestead exemption and that's somehow going to provide long-term relief. It's just not.
All right. How can people follow the work that you're doing?
Well, Jimmy, I'm on X, Vance Ginn. I've also got a Substack newsletter, vanceginn.substack.com. And then I have my podcast, The Let People Prosper Show, where I talk about these issues and a lot more. So thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. If we don't talk to you beforehand, you and your family have a wonderful Christmas holiday, and we'll speak to you in the new year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you. That's Vance Ginn. Joining us right here on the Chad HD Show. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, the Chad HD Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing.
Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
The easiest way to get your news is through News Talk KFYO. AM and FM presets in your car or truck, a bookmark on your office computer, and on your phone with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
This is House Call for Health. It's Human Rights Day. The United Nations theme for this year is Our Everyday Essentials. The organization calling this a period of turbulence and unpredictability where many feel a growing sense of insecurity, disaffection, and alienation. They say the theme of Human Rights Day is to reaffirm the values of human rights and show that they remain a winning proposition for humanity. The UN says health is a basic human right and that everyone in the world should be able to access quality health services whenever and wherever they need them. But there are still millions around the world who lack those essential types of services, with many having to make a critical or impossible choice to buy food or access vital care. The UN says no one should ever be pushed into poverty because of health care, and to change that, countries need to prioritize a few things like free and equal access to health care and ending discrimination in health services. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In West Texas, things can change fast. A blue sky turns to a dust storm, or a local issue becomes national news. That's why you need a station that doesn't just keep up. It leads. When storms hit, when elections are too close to call, or the streets in town are closed. No fluff, no delay, just the information you need when it matters most. This is News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM, KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Was a jolly, happy Thank you very much for tuning in today. Scott Braddon coming up at 6. We'll get into your what movies you believe, what Christmas movies are completely and totally overrated. We'll get to those coming up here shortly. We've got quite a few movies that have come in from listeners. We'll get to that, like I said, shortly. It's out of Politico. Today, new polling paints a grim picture of a nation under financial strain, rising costs continuing to crush Americans, and they're running out of room to adjust. Nearly half of Americans say they find groceries, utility bills, health care, housing, and transportation difficult to afford, according to a political poll conducted last month by Public First. The results paint a grim portrait of spending constraints. More than a quarter, 27%, said they have skipped a medical checkup because of cost in the last 2 years. Well, now, wait a minute. That goes back into the Biden administration. That's not just during Trump. 23% said they have skipped a prescription for the same reason. The strain also reshaping how Americans spend their free time. More than a third, 37%, said they cannot afford to attend a professional sports event with their family or friends. Almost half, 46%, said they cannot pay for a vacation that involves air travel. Okay, but are either of those the fault of the government? I mean, really, think about it. Maybe a little bit of air travel because of the, some of the woke, some of the green agenda that has been put on air travel. But, I mean, really, when it comes down to air travel and the price of air travel, one, air travel is a pain in the butt. Everybody knows that. But air travel's been expensive for a while. And yeah, prices have gone up. Prices have gone up, but it's not Trump didn't order the prices to go up. Yeah, Trump was out today saying that he kind of slammed those who were saying that things aren't affordable right now. And he was talking about the affordability hoax. And you really have to parse what Trump is. And this is when Trump isn't always the best messenger. You know, you got to get J.D. Vance to come in and kind of clean it up a little bit. Because what Trump is trying to get through to people is that, hey, he didn't break it. That this is not the fault of the administration. Now, you can argue with tariffs and everything else that there are some higher prices because of tariffs. Yes, you can argue that. But Trump is absolutely correct when he says, hey, I didn't break it. Biden broke it. The administration previous to us, they broke it. We're having to fix it, and it's going to take a while. The problem there is that the American people are not patient. We're not patient people. And when Trump was running, he did say, we're going to bring down prices. And when people hear that, they think flip of a switch, everything's going to get better. Flip of a switch, everything's going to improve. Everything's going to go down in price. Well, we've seen the price of eggs go down. He doesn't get any credit for that. There's no, you know, at the very beginning of the administration, remember, he was taking shots from the media because the price of eggs were still high. Now they're down. And no one is saying anything about that. So prices are coming down in certain areas, but they are, yes, still high in others. Now, if you're complaining that you can't go to a major sporting event, blame the Dallas Cowboys for that. Blame the whatever your favorite team is, if it's just too damn expensive to go. They're the ones setting the ticket prices. It does cost a lot to go to a game. It costs a lot to go to a concert. It costs a lot to go to these things. That's not the government's fault, by the way. People were trying to make money. That's capitalism. And you may not like it, but that is the market. That's the free market at work. 46% said they can't afford a vacation that involves air travel. Well, then take a vacation that doesn't involve air travel. Take a road trip. Get in your car and go somewhere. I mean, you can still take a vacation without flying somewhere. And sometimes you may even like it a little bit better. So I think when we lump everything into, well, not everything's affordable. Well, okay, well, what parts is really the government's fault versus just prices, things get higher. Now, sometimes you'll have stadiums, I think in Atlanta, they have like a dollar menu for like hot dogs and for a few different menu items. Either margaritas may cost $14. A beer may cost you $25. But dang it, if you want a hot dog, it'll cost you $1 or $2. There's the market at work. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
From true crime to exploring cyberspace, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. 7 nights a week from midnight to 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The state, the nation, the world. From a Texas perspective. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
The oil was sanctioned. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's what Attorney General Pam Bondi is saying after the U.S. seized a tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
She says the FBI, the Homeland Security Department, and Coast Guard executed this operation with support from the War Department. U.S. service members landing a military helicopter on this vessel before then disembarking and entering. The U.S. had issued a warrant, we are learning, for this crude oil tanker, alleging it had been used to transport illegal oil from Venezuela and Iran in support of foreign terrorist organizations. The seizure comes after senior officials presented the president with potential war plans and then deployed major Navy assets to the region.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Meanwhile, the calls grow from both Republicans and Democrats for the release of the full video of the strikes on a suspected drug boat off the coast of Venezuela in September. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has said the commander was within his rights to authorize the second strike. As European leaders meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Trump had this to say about Zelensky's hesitating to sign up on the peace proposal.
I think he has to be realistic.
The president spoke by phone today with the leaders of France, Germany, and the UK. He said they would like him to take part in a meeting with Zelensky over the weekend. Another court ruling orders an end to the National Guard deployment in L.A.
A preliminary injunction requires the Trump administration to return control of the California National Guard to the state and end a deployment that began in June. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer says the federal government retains control of 300 guardsmen despite no evidence federal law is impeded in any way.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The decision is on hold until Monday to allow for likely appeal from the Trump administration. Former President of Bolivia Luis Arce arrested amid a corruption investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
At Coast to Coast AM, we keep our friends close with this.
Who's behind the secret door? I'm George Norrie, and we'll have to guess who they are on our next program with four separate guests. Make sure you join us right here on Coast to Coast AM. You'll love the show.
And we keep our enemies closer at Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. 7 nights a week from midnight to 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFY.
The Car Pro Show, Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on KFYO.
The top lanes weather forecast says temperatures now are falling into the mid-50s this evening and a morning low in the middle 30s by Thursday morning. On Thursday, temperatures reach into the lower 70s, a wind west and breezy. And then on Friday, temperatures in the middle to upper 60s under a mostly sunny sky. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, News and Views with a Lone Star Perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Don't forget that the Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive continues even into next week, where we'll be taking your toys 1 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday here at the radio station, 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300. Bringing those new and unwrapped toys. And if you can't make it up to the radio station, maybe you just don't want to get out. You don't want to get out, deal with the traffic and everything else. We get it. Maybe you're living in a different market. We've had people from all over the state donate. And you can as well by going on to Amazon. And you just search my name under registries. And, Chad Hasty, you search it. And you'll find the Toy Drive registry link. And you can purchase a toy there. Purchase as many as you'd like, and they will ship it directly to us. Now, if they arrive after the holiday, don't worry. We'll get the toys over there. They've got birthdays and all kinds of stuff they can use toys for. So if they arrive a little bit late, it's okay. Don't worry. But as long as you order, I know even going into early next week, they should be here in time for us to get them there before Christmas. But if they do arrive a little bit late, that's okay. But we should be all right through the next week, getting those toys up to the kiddos at the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. So donate today. You can get more information over at KFYO.com. Boy, it's been busy. with all the political announcements and everything else. Joining us to really get a handle on everything that's going on, our good friend Scott Braddock, editor of QuorumReport.com. Scott, good evening. How are you today?
Chad, I heard you talking about the toy drive, so I'm here on KFYO.com, and people can find the link to everything right there. And it's a really good point that you made about how, and this is true for this event and true for other efforts going on around the holiday season. There are always people who don't have as much as we do or not as fortunate as we are. And a really good point that you made about how that people might think, oh, is it too late? Because those folks always need some help, and and a lot of times it's just that one little thing that can make their day brighter. And so right there on KFYO.com, you just click the thing that says the details of how to help out. Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive 2025.
Yep, easy enough. Easy like that. Scott, it is for us political nerds, the political Christmas was here a little bit early as we had the filing deadline, and there were quite a few moves that were made, including, I guess we'll just start with one of the big ones. Jasmine Crockett is indeed running for U.S. Senate, and I guess where I'll start with it is, what are you hearing from the Democrats? Because Republicans are just giddy that she's running. What are you hearing from the left?
I'm aware that they are. Let me say one thing first about the Republicans, and then I'm going to answer your question. Okay. I just tweeted this out a few moments ago. Republicans who are happy that they might get Representative Jasmine Crockett in November as the U.S. Senate nominee is a little like New York Yankees fans chanting, "We want Houston." You remember that? And then, of course, they get them in the playoffs and they kick the Yankees' ass. But I would say this for the Democrats, because on the other side, the flip side of what you're talking about is this. Think about the fact that so many Democrats are just thrilled that Attorney General Paxton might be the nominee. They think they might be able to take him down. I said the same is true of Paxton, though. And in some ways, as I talk to the left folks, and I talk to Democrats and Republicans as well, it's shaping up a little bit like the way that the 2016 presidential election played out, when you had candidate Trump against Secretary Clinton. And it was my publisher, Mr. Kronberg at QuorumReport.com, who said, here you had the two, because both these people had, very high negatives in their polling. A lot of people didn't like both of them. I mean, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, even at that point, are both very, just known quantities, very well known in American political life and in American culture. Mr. Kronberg wrote, it's probably the only two people who possibly could have lost to each other that year. And so, look, I think on the left, with the Democrats, right to your question, there's going to be a debate. There's going to be a real primary now. And they're going to try to figure out what kind of party they want to be in the era of Trump. And we're 10 years into this now. And I was thinking about the fact that for just about a generation in this state, certainly for the last 10, 15 years, you've had the Democrats in Texas try to make the case that in November they can get some disaffected Republicans to cross over and vote for a Democratic nominee for whether it was governor or senator or whatever. That hasn't worked so far, right? They haven't elected any of one of those offices yet in that time. And I do think there's just sort of a frustration among Democratic voters and Democratic activists who said, look, that whole thing hasn't worked. What we need to do, the way they would say it is, what we need to do is, fire up our voters, get them out, and go with the person who's perceived as the fighter against President Trump. I saw that you had tweeted out something about Crockett's announcement video, where she's got her face there on the screen. She's not saying anything, and all you hear is Trump bad-mouthing her.
Yeah.
What was it, something about how, a way to introduce yourself and define yourself? Usually that's the case. Usually I'd agree with you, but Jasmine Crockett is already defined. Right. Everybody knows who she is. Her name ID is 70 to 75% in the polling that I've seen and heard about. And the flip side of that for her, the bad part of it for her, the potentially bad part for Democrats is that because she's so well known, people's opinions about her are already set. Right. They either really like her or they really hate her. And some of the polling I was made aware of when it comes to Representative Crockett is that, for example, her opponent in the primary, James Tallarico, he's less well known. In fact, he's been doing a lot of work going around the state trying to campaign, and he's viral on I think on Instagram and TikTok platforms like that. But his name ID compared to hers is probably less than half, probably around 30%, something like that around Texas. But for the people who do know who he is, the positive-negative picture is different. There are more people who know who he is who like him than vice versa, whereas with Crockett, it's more like 30-30. People either really don't like her or they really do like her, and so she's more divisive. She doesn't really have to introduce herself in the same way as other candidates. As she said in her speech just the other day here in Dallas, where I am today, I was standing there for an hour while she was talking. In some ways, Chad, it was a little bit like a Trump speech because it went on and on and on forever. and kind of almost like five speeches, as if, you know, this speech is about this and this speech is about that. But one of the things she said in there was there's a reason that her name is always in Donald Trump's mouth. And it's because she is seen by Republicans and Democrats as the one of the faces of the loyal opposition, as a member of what's known as the Squad up in Washington. So Democrats are going to have a real primary. I was on a show, a radio show in South Texas, right after this announcement from Crockett, and a very sweet lady called in, and this is this also goes to your question. This is a Democrat, a very sweet lady who said, you know, I just wish that we have these candidates who I really like, and maybe we could spread this talent around. Why do they have to fight with each other? And what I reminded her was, well, I get it, and I think a lot of the Democratic base feels that way, that they don't really want to see their candidates ripping each other up. But what do Republicans do, Chad? I mean, usually what you and I are covering is Republicans ripping each other apart, right? In Republican primaries, for the entire time you and I have been doing this, it's a blood sport, right? The Republicans beat each other up. And with some exceptions, what do they do after that? We've seen it time and again. And as personal as some of those primaries get, you know it. I mean, we cover it all the time. After that, they dust themselves off, they unite, and they beat the Democrats in November. And I think Democrats are going to find out if they're able to do that.
Yeah. I think one, and then we'll move on from Crockett here in a second, but I think, you know, one thing, and I get it where she's being criticized for saying that she doesn't need Republican voters to win. You know, to me, that is a shift from the Beto and Colin Allred type of thinking of, hey, or especially the Beto, where I'm going to visit every county in Texas. And I get the criticism of it, but I also understand she, you know, again, maybe you don't say the quiet part out loud, but that's kind of what she's known for, right? Is saying whatever you shouldn't say out loud sometimes. But you know, she put it, she's not going to get any Republicans to vote for her. She's probably right on that. She's not going to get those disaffects. So the only way to win is to bring Democrats out of hiding somewhere. And in a midterm, if you're going to do it, that's the time you're going to do it, when Trump's not on the ballot. But she's got a lot of work to do in order to bring those Democrats out of hiding.
Yeah, well, and two things can happen, right? Is to get those Democrats to come out of hiding. The Democrats who would be in hiding, at least according to the numbers, are African-American voters in Dallas County and in Harris County. In a lot of ways, that's the jackpot for Democrats to win a statewide race if they can do it. But one other thing has to happen, which is a lot of Republican voters would have to not show up.
Right.
Right. And as you accurately point out, you know, President Trump has said, you know, when I'm not on the ballot, a lot of my people don't come out. And that's one of the things that the Democrats are probably banking on here.
Yesterday, the lieutenant governor and the governor not seeing eye to eye on everything lately. He came out with a new property tax idea yesterday. And what are we hearing among the politicians out there about the lieutenant governor's announcement?
So often we see on social media and on some talk radio, or we hear it on talk radio, that we can eliminate property taxes in Texas. And we see, you know, pronouncements from Ron DeSantis in Florida where he says they're going to eliminate property taxes, we've got to get rid of this, something that everybody's angry about. and I get it. But the lieutenant governor was cheerful when he was in a press conference yesterday. He was chipper, I would say that. He said he had a new idea for property taxes, and it certainly wasn't elimination of property taxes, which, of course, is what Governor Abbott is going around talking about without really talking, you know, for Abbott stuff. He's not really getting into the detail of how he would do that exactly, because it does look, when you get into the details of this, that's when you figure out it's a pipe dream. And I will give Patrick credit, and I was there in Houston many years ago, before he was even a state senator, going back to 2002, 2003. Patrick has been, and I think you would agree, he's been a leader on the issue, whether you agree with his conclusions or not. He's been a leader on the issue for all that time, for more than 20 years now. And Governor Abbott always kind of seems like he just found out 2 days ago, that this is something people are pissed about and he needs to do something about it. And that's why there's always some new promise from him. And so with Patrick, he said, look, we can continue to try to bring down property taxes for people. He is, again, proposing another increase in the homestead exemption, another increase of $140,000, which, after what happened this year, would take it up to $180,000 for most of the property taxpayers out there. And he also said that what they should do is, instead of freezing taxes at 65 for people who turn 65, that he would want to move that number down, move the age down to 55. He calls it, it's kind of funny, he called it Operation Double Nickel, which he said was top secret until this week. I think it was just a thought that he had over breakfast one day. But I do think for all of those folks who might have been kind of panicked, and I'll tell you, there are some people who are panicked when they see the governor say he's going to try to eliminate property tax in Texas. The reason that they're panicked about that is because the governor doesn't really have any proposal for how to pay for the things that we do need from government, the core services, the core functions of government. And Patrick said, look, it's all a fantasy. And I went back and watched a press conference. You might remember this. In 2023, when Abbott and Patrick got in a standoff about this same thing, remember, at the end of the regular session in 23, Abbott said, let's just put Texas on a path to eliminating property taxes. It was Patrick who said, we're not going to do that. The Senate is going to stand tall on this, and we're going to stand by the proposal to increase the homestead exemption instead. I went back and watched a press conference from Patrick in 23, and Chad, he was saying basically the same things. He's been consistent about this. At that time, a couple of years ago, he said that eliminating property tax, even though that sounds good to a lot of people, he said, quote, it's a fantasy. That's not going to happen. And he pointed to, the unrealistic expectations that people had about the Texas lottery many years ago, right, when that was passed, and we still hear about it. You probably still have people call into the show and say, wasn't the lottery going to pay for education? And Patrick says, well, it does pay for some. It pays for about a week worth of education each year. So, across the state of, where we have 6 to 7 million kids in Texas public schools. So, anybody who thought that Abbott's just going to go full steam ahead with eliminating property taxes in Texas, he's about to run into a big brick wall called the Texas Senate under Dan Patrick.
Yeah. Well, that's when the big two get into a a fight. As fun as it's been watching the lieutenant governor and previous speakers get into it, when the big two get into a battle, that is always something to watch.
Absolutely, we saw them do that on THC this year. We saw it with property taxes 2 years ago, and I think we're about to see it again.
Yeah. All right, Scott. What can people find over at quorumreport.com?
In-depth analysis of what's happening in these upcoming elections as we move toward the end of the year. You can check it all out in real time, quorumreport.com. Click free sign up there on the homepage, and you will be in the loop.
Very good. Scott, as always, appreciate your time. We'll visit with you next week.
Thanks, Chad. Talk soon.
Thank you. That's Scott Braddock. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, most overrated Christmas movies. We'll get to your text messages when we come back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock, News Talk 940 in Amarillo, News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene,
and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
On the Chad HD Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. You can also give us a call, 1-800-687-0790. Let's go to the phones and Lonnie in Lubbock. What's happening, Lonnie?
Well, I was wanting to talk about another little thing the city council has slipped on to us for one of the departments. The city bus is drastically raising the rates for the people who are not on a fixed route, but they're on the what they call on demand.
Right.
Normally, those rides have all over town have been $2. All of a sudden, they found out that the trips are going to be $2 if it's under 2 miles, $5 if it's going to be from 2 to 4 miles, $7 if it's going to be 4 to 7 miles, and $10 if it's going to be over 7 miles.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you live in the center of Lubbock, that's not so bad. But I live on 4th Street. Two of my doctors on 112th Street. That's a $20 round trip to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did nothing about it. And the fixed route is going to stay at $1. They're not raising them at all.
Yeah, again, I don't know. I guess looking at the on demand fares, those are what aren't those like the smaller vehicles and everything else? Is that what those are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and mostly it affects people in North and East Lubbock because we're so far away from everything.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of us are on fixed incomes who can least afford it, and it's at least if you're going to raise the rates, raise everybody's rates.
Well, what's your council? Have you talked to your council person about it?
I've left two messages, no callback. I've left a message with the mayor, no callback. And this has been over 2 weeks now. And they say call the bus number.
Yeah.
And customer service, which are the dispatchers. I've called them twice, and I go, we haven't got time to talk to you. We're working on getting people on their bus, getting the buses scheduled.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
That's irritating.
Who's your council person?
I'm sorry. I'm in District 6.
Okay. All right. All right. Lonnie, appreciate the call. I think that when you look at these when you look at the on-demand fares, it's going to cost more money. It's the cost of doing business. It's probably more expensive to keep up with some of those vehicles. And you're still getting, let me tell you this, still getting a hell of a deal. I know it sounds expensive. I get it. But if you look at some of the other car services and Uber and everything else, it's going to cost you a lot more to take those services. Just saying. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back.
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines, Texas opting into the federal school choice tax credit program. Governor Abbott says Texans can get a dollar-for-dollar federal tax credit of up to $1,700 a year for individual contributions to scholarship organizations. Students from families at or below 300% of local median income are eligible. This is all part of President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says a federal judge has thrown out a Biden administration health privacy rule that restricted when providers could share information with state investigators. Texas argued the rule was so broad it covered abortion and gender transition procedures for minors. Paxton says the decision protects the state's ability to investigate possible violations of state law. The Arlington City Council votes to end an ordinance that gives protections to LGBTQ people. They voted no over fear of losing federal funding. In the NBA tonight, the San Antonio Spurs play at the LA Lakers. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
ASCO Equipment wishes you a Merry Christmas, Texas. For 65 years, our family-owned and locally operated business has been proud to serve hardworking Texans with reliable equipment, trusted service, and a commitment to being a blessing to others. From all of us at ASCO Equipment, thank you for trusting us year after year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and blessings to you and your family from ASCO Equipment.
Cars for kids.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free and you'll be helping kids in our communities. Carsforkids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. Carsforkids.org picks up vehicles in any condition and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
Top Lane's weather forecast says temperatures now are falling into the mid-50s this evening and a morning low in the middle 30s by Thursday morning. On Thursday, temperatures reach into the lower 70s, a wind west and breezy. And then on Friday, temperatures in the middle to upper 60s under a mostly sunny sky. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station, news.kfw.
Fox on 10.
Medical professionals testified before a House committee on the benefits and major concerns around people, specifically children, using AI for mental health assistance. They're focusing on this because an increasing number of Americans are turning to chatbots when they are struggling. Dr. John Toros is saying that Congress can take four immediate actions to improve mental health for all Americans when it comes to AI. First is to pass legislation that creates pathways for AI companies to share their data with regulators.
We all missed the early opportunity to harness social media for mental health benefits, but today we have the chance to get it right with AI.
Also saying that Congress needs to support the NIH to conduct research on that data, that there needs to be more research on why some users develop psychotic reactions to AI, and finally, there needs to be proper labeling so that entities like the FDA can regulate and make sure that they are, in fact, safe for consumers. For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. I did a little bit digging around on this, the new city bus fees. You know, again, I think it's something that, city council members, I don't think they had a town hall about this. I don't know if they had meetings about this. I don't know if they informed riders about this or not beforehand. It's probably smart to do that. But they say this is the changes are designed to support long-term service sustainability and maintain affordability for short trips. I think the listener had said, you know, it was like a $2 trip anywhere. That's awfully cheap. I mean, that's a bargain. Even the $10 to the other side of Lubbock, and I know that can be a true hit. I get it. I understand that, and I'm sorry about that, but. You look at the cost of alternatives, and you're still getting a much heavier discounted trip than you would be with any other service that's out there. And, again, in a way, you're kind of lucky that Lubbock even has these on-demand fares. I don't know if they really should have these on-demand fares. I don't know how really popular they are. And they are competing against, real businesses that are out there that have car services. They're competing against Ubers. They're competing against Lyft and other auto services out there. So it's the city competing against others. And I'm not sure that that's exactly what the city should be doing. But if you want to keep it around at all, they've got to be able to, they have to be able to charge more money. Lubbock's growing, and if you want to get from one side to the other, it takes gas, it takes maintenance on these vehicles. I think what Lubbock probably noticed is that if you're going to be doing trips even within the city, and you're going back and forth all over the place, there's a lot of maintenance that goes into taking care of a vehicle. It's a big cost. You talk to drivers who use their own cars for like Uber or Lyft. There's a lot of maintenance that goes into these vehicles. And the miles add up. And if you want to keep having these, the on-demand services, they've got to be able to make some money somehow. And really not make money, but at least make up some of the money that they're using on it. Yeah, the on-demand fares will be based on trip distance, $2 per trip under 2 miles, $5 a trip, 2 to 4 miles, $7 a trip, 4 to 7 miles, and $10 a trip, 7 miles or more. I mean, again, I think you're getting a pretty good deal on that. And I know, prices go up, and it stinks, it hurts, but that is what happens. Let's see, texture coming in. Let's see, professional sports ticket prices are outrageous. You can see an NFL game for $10 in 1980. Now it's $350 minimum. If you applied inflation to the 1980 cost, it would be about $50. It's greed. Also, you don't have to fly to take a vacation. That from Rick in Lubbock. It's supply and demand, Rick. If people are willing to pay $350 to go see a Dallas Cowboys game, they're going to charge $350 to go see a Cowboys game. I mean, that's just it. If people are not willing to pay that, the prices come down. They're going to try to get bodies in the seats no matter what. But if people keep going to the games, the prices are going to increase. So I think, that is... That's just it. It comes down to what are people willing to pay for the product, and people are willing to pay a lot of money for a team like the Cowboys, even though they haven't won crap in a long time. But it might be a lot cheaper to go see a Cleveland Browns game. It might be a lot cheaper to go see a Jets game in New York. Maybe not. They've got a newer stadium. Who knows? But in order to go see some of these teams that are just bad, or a baseball team that's bad, you can get into some of these games for $10. You can still find those tickets. They're not great teams. They're not great seats, but you can still get in for about $10, depending on where they are. Let's see. We asked you, you're the most overrated Christmas movies. Someone texted in with Die Hard. I knew someone would do that. Jingle All the Way. I don't know if I've seen that one. Another texture, It's a Wonderful Life with Matt Crow. let's see. Home Alone is the most overrated movie. The plot is weak. The slap-stop comedy is weak. And Macaulay Culkin could barely act. That from Rick and Lovey. Let me say this about Home Alone. And I say this as someone who just rewatched it the other night. It was on. My wife and I, we were like, why not? Let's watch a little Home Alone. Go back and watch it. Is it the greatest movie of all time? No. But in Home Alone, and I think in Home Alone 2, there was a... I think this happened as well. But I know in Home Alone, and my wife had mentioned this, we're sitting there watching, and there's a time right before the slapstick comedy happens, and the burglars are about to burgle. What does Kevin do? He's running around, and he goes to church. And they're singing "Oh Holy Night," and it's a beautiful church scene during this movie. And it's a comedy movie. I think this scene gets lost in it. But it's Macaulay Culkin running into a church, and he's worried about his parents. He's worried about this and that and the other. And he goes to church. And during church, you hear the song "Oh Holy Night." You hear the choir; they're practicing. There's an older gentleman who comes up to talk to Kevin during Home Alone. Gives him advice. Kevin gives the older man some advice about contacting his son. It's actually quite a lovely scene. Nick, we had a listener. Yeah, I know you're on the phone there. We had a listener say that Home Alone was an overrated movie. I would say it's one of the underrated movies. If you take out the comedy, if you forget about the comedy, which was the focus of it, but you take that out, let me say that you've got a major church scene in at least Home Alone. I think in Home Alone 2. Yeah, Home Alone 1, because Kevin was scared about what was going on, so he went to the church. And my wife had mentioned during the movie, because we were watching this the other night, it's like, you don't see that a lot anymore in movies. You don't have like a whole church scene devoted in movies, you know, where they're singing a Christian song. They're singing the, you know, "Oh Holy Night," which is my personal favorite Christmas song and Christmas carol. And it's quite a lovely scene. And so I think that Home Alone, again, greatest movie for Christmas? No. But I think a little bit of the Christianity part of Home Alone, I think it kind of gets missed. And I think both of them have a church scene. Home Alone 1 and 2 have a church scene in them. 806-680-2790, which, by the way, in a lot of other Christmas movies, you don't have a church scene. You don't have a kind of a Christian message that gets pushed in the middle of those movies. It's all about Santa in some of these classic Christmas movies. I'm just throwing that out there. Go back and watch it if you haven't in a while. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and, wow, we'll wrap things up. How about that? Show went by fast today.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show.
The stars are so brightly shining.
We were talking about Home Alone. I had a listener who sent me this video. Is it Josh Howerton who was talking about Home Alone? And when was this posted? Okay, so this is recent. Wow. Maybe he saw Home Alone the same night I did. He picked up on something that I did not pick up because we caught it about halfway through. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch the entire thing because I did not see, I don't even remember this part of the movie. I vaguely remember it, but I'll have to go back and watch the entire way through. The old guy who I was talking about in the sanctuary, Nick, apparently at the very beginning of the film, Kevin runs into this guy, I guess at the store. And his hand is bandaged. And the hand is bandaged to where he had basically a wound that went all the way through his hand. And it, so that his hand was punctured. Do you remember this?
I don't remember that exact bandage.
And it was wrapped.
Right. But I do remember when he first sees him. Remember, he's terrified.
Yeah, he's terrified.
Yeah, he's a creepy old guy.
Yeah. Long hair, beard. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so he gets scared, and then, you know, he meets him in the church and, you know, towards the end, I think, or last half of the movie.
Yeah.
And then he sits down, and then he actually talks to him, and then they end up being best friends. And then, what, does he come in and save the day at the end or something?
Yeah, and so, okay, so, you know, this guy talks about how the hand is actually pierced the entire way through.
It's perished?
Pierced.
Oh.
Pierced all the way through. Like, it like a... like a nail through the hand.
Pierced.
All the way through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they're saying, I guess he's trying to say, that in the way that this could be a Christian movie,
sure,
a Christ-like character, mm-hmm, whose hand has been, you know, who knows, but they don't ever explain,
yeah,
how he has the bandage, why he has the bandage on his hand, what happened. They don't ever explain that. They don't ever explain that. And then at the end, this figure comes out of nowhere, saves Kevin, and then at the very, very end of it, the son comes home to the father.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Which is the old guy.
Because they were like estranged or
they
something.
They were estranged,
right?
Yeah. And the son came home to the father. And so there you see, I didn't pick that up.
Yeah.
But that's another one. I'm telling you. See, a Home Alone, there's something about the movie that's a little bit, I think it's got a double meaning.
I would never have imagined that Home Alone had such a deep...
But Kevin prays before every meal.
That's true, he does.
And
his marshmallow fluff.
He's in Home Alone 2, he's praying for his mother,
yeah,
when his mom finally finds him.
That's the one with Donald Trump in it.
There you go.
Cameo.
There you go. There might be something to this, where Home Alone, of all films, is Home Alone the most Christmas of movies? My goodness. Out of all the popular Christmas movies, could Home Alone actually be the one that is telling a actual very Christian story? But it gets kind of wrapped up in this whole, funny thing of the kid defeating the burgles, which is very funny. The physical comedy that goes into Home Alone is absolutely fantastic. Okay. I don't know if the pigeon lady has a, like, she's in number two. She's in Home Alone 2. She's in New York.
Yeah, but she's...
She represents something.
She's like the kindness,
yeah.
The Christmas spirit, the gentleness,
she is,
right?
She is.
She's like the... You think she's the crazy bird lady.
Yeah.
But she's actually, very kind.
Yeah.
Very motherly,
yeah.
To him.
So, I'm telling you, maybe these movies have a little bit more. You see them when you're a kid and you're like, okay, that's funny. You don't pick up on some of this stuff. And then you're sitting around in your 40s and you're like, wait a minute. Hang on. Whoa. You trying to get another message to me? Are you trying to send me another message? This is a lot different than Elf. 806-680-2790. Hey, don't forget the Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive. It continues. Also, into next week, you can bring your new and unwrapped toys Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. here at the radio station at 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300. They need to be new, unwrapped. Bring them up to the station. And it's benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. If you don't have the time to come up, you can always go on to the Amazon wish list and send us a message that way. Send us a toy that way. You can send us a message, too. But you can order a toy. It gets sent directly to us, and we'll collect those toys. Rick and Lubbock going, you're killing me, Chad. It's not that good. Go back and watch it, Rick. You might be surprised. You might be. But again, order those toys. Bring them by here. We'd love to see you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy. May God bless you all. We'll see you back here next time at 5.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.